Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us this morning is Herman Mashaba, leader of Action SA. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm afraid your voice sounded a bit too low. I can't hear it completely.
All right. So we can hear you very, very clearly. Is that better on your side?
Yes, sir. From up here, I can hear, but obviously not as long as you can hear me, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You're the important one, not me, on this conversation. So firstly, let's just begin with that whole debacle, which was completely absurd, with the IEC. What has any progress been made in that regard?
Yes, I can inform South Africans that our legal team will be submitting our final documents to the IEC this morning, to the Electoral Court, and therefore we'll wait hopefully early next week for the Electoral Court to pronounce the judgment in this regard.
All right, so we'll follow that story quite closely. How has the election campaign been going? What's been the reaction that you are seeing on the ground and on social media as well as the press?
Well, our campaign, fortunately for us as Action SA, started immediately after the launch of our party last year. So we've been on the campaign trail for almost a year now. That's why we were ready, even when the IEC tried to block us from registering, making it difficult for us. And they've really been difficult throughout this journey. But we've been on the ground. As I'm talking to you right now, I'm on my way to Bronkhorstspruit area, because it's part of Tshwane. I'm going to be working with our mayoral candidate in Tshwane. Yesterday I was in City. I'm every day on the ground, reaching the millions of people. That's why we are confident, Section SA, that the six municipalities we are contesting in, we are going to be part of the government on our own or with other parties.
How do you decide? How do you plot this? Because obviously, for a new party, no one expects you to come in and take over a whole bunch of municipalities. Or I wouldn't have thought so, that you'd look at as at a staged process towards increasing your supporter base. Is there a way to measure this? Have you set goals in terms of what you would like to achieve?
Yes, absolutely. Look, I think we've made it clear as Action SA that we are not in this politics to be in opposition benches or looking for jobs or to be councillors. We want to be in government, and the reason why we want to be in government, because the only way you can change the lives of our people and remove this corrupt ANC out of government is to get them and mobilize society to vote them out, so that we are in government, so that we can make the lives of our people different and really bring about a prosperous South Africa. Because one thing as Action SA that we have accepted, and we communicate this very clearly to South Africans, that a prosperous South Africa and the ANC cannot coexist there in the same area. One has to give in or die, and it can't be South Africa. So therefore, we only decided strategically to contest only six municipalities this time around. We'd win those municipalities, run them well, fight to corruption, get rid of all the cadres, put in professional people who must run government, not because of their context and who they know. They must run government because of the skills that they'll bring to the party. And then the beginning of next year, we will start putting structures for national elections in 2024, where we can eventually and finally bury this corrupt criminal enterprise called ANC.
Why do you think it is, and I wrote an article this week because it genuinely perplexes me, why do South Africans, I mean, what will it take for South Africans to stop voting the ANC? It's almost like they can't do, there's nothing that they can do to convince the people of the country to stop voting for them.
Let me correct this false narrative that the people of South Africa voting ANC is a false narrative. It's a lie. ANC is
good.
The dying rural parties. The states are there. Can I challenge anyone? Please go into the IEC website to look at the decline of ANC the last 15 years. In 2009, ANC only received 69% of the votes, which was massive, but dropped significantly to 62% in 2014. And look at the last elections in 2019, with CR17 billions of sponsorship to buy votes, only received 57%. So if you look at this trend of ANC's decline, you can see ANC is a dying rural party reliant on corruption and buying of voters. So without any doubt, without action, SA, ANC is going to be under 50, way below 50% in 2020. It is guaranteed that ANC won't be a government of this country in 2024. But what we as Section SA, we are saying, we don't even want to have them in parliament. We don't want to have them anywhere. We want the ANC to land up in our history books, because the damage that they've caused over the last 27 years is unforgivable. They destroyed the dignity of our country, where today we've got the highest unemployment rate, sustainable unemployment rate in the world, with a mega capital of the world. Look at what happened last night with the Minister of Defense being taken hostage. Look at 2 days ago in Nelson Mandela Bay, people just brandishing semi-automatic rifles. And where's the president of the country? Is nowhere to be found. So what we are saying, we call on South Africans, let's start destroying this virus called the ANC. Let's start now on the 1st of November with the first gap, and finish them off in 2024 so that they can be in the history books. Because the beauty about this virus to kill it is because what brings this virus to be active are state resources. Once you take the state resources from the ANC, I can tell you the ANC's history. And I'm confident that we are going to put ANC in the history books in 2024.